Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I don't
practice Santeria. Looking through all the texts, man. People love caping up for their favorite food joint, but, like, sorry, KFC's not on the list of legendary places, like, and we're getting that, believe me.
Somebody's mad, and I'm kind of upset Le Tub isn't on there.
Le Tub is legendary. I don't know how many years it's been there, though. Like, everything on this list was 50s and 60s. Like, did Le Tub open in the 70s? Because somebody said two.
50s.
Somebody said the Forge.
No. 59 Le Tub opened.
Really?
Yes.
That should be on the list.
And their burgers, they say it's the best burger ever created in the world.
It's like a whole vibe there.
It's a good-ass burger. It really is.
Somebody says, Mai Kai smells like it opened in 1956. I've honestly never been there, and that's a place I want to go. I'm not even kidding you. That's a place I want to go.
It's a little moist.
Places get moist after a while. They do, right? You can walk into a place, because somebody texted in Okeechobee Steakhouse, which is in West Palm Beach. I don't think this Miami Herald list included West Palm Beach, but it's on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And, like, you walk in, it's got that moist old smell, and you get to a point where it crosses over this line where you'll never get that old moisture out of there.
Out of there. Catfish Dewey's.
People are texting in, yeah.
Moist as well.
What about, you would know this better than I would, Hawk. Ever since I've been alive, Swenson's, right across from the U.
Swenson's?
I don't know when it opened, though.
Legendary. And there used to be Swenson's ice cream parlors all over the place. Is that one by the U still open?
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe that. Yeah, that's got to be there for a long time. But I don't think they did a lot of chains in this. That was at one point a chain. I don't know how many Swenson's are left. But, yeah, that's been there forever, long time. You know what? If you really want to do, like, legendary places that have been in South Florida, Bobby Rubino's, there's one left in Pompano Beach. Bobby Rubino's used to be everywhere.
Man, commercials.
Bobby Rubino's was, and then I think Tony Roma's came along, and then I think pushed them, if you will. Somebody, I haven't been to Tony Roma's in a long time.
Uncle Al's and Davey.
Uncle Al's, I mean, legendary wing joint.
Go during the day.
Uncle Al's and Davey, and then isn't there Ricky's?
Where's that?
Ricky's is on
strip club?
No, Ricky's on Hollywood Boulevard, I think. I think it's west of 95 Ricky's. And there's literally not a window in the place. Isn't Ricky's the place where the Pac-Man champion or the Miss Pac-Man champion of the world was there for a long time?
On that old school strip.
Yes.
It's all one story and it goes down. It's a two-lane road. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I think
in Hollywood.
Ricky's been there. Yeah, in Hollywood.
Yes.
Been there forever. Yeah, Swenson, somebody texts in, opened in the mid-70s. So that's why I wouldn't be on the list, but also because I think it was a chain. Anyway, that list, a lot of people text in. Where did that list come from? Came from the Miami Herald. And I've been texting it back to people. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The story in the Herald came out May 19th. I just got to it now. Sorry. But I'm not even kidding you. That has been on my show prep sheet since May. I got to it now. I knew at one point that I would have to get to it.
Well, I'm glad you got to it when you were talking about old Kenny Rogers Roasters.
I wish that was on the list.
They've made it for years. Kenny Rogers Roasters folded, what was it, around 6 years?
It was.
You said like 90 to 97.
It was
something.
A short run. Yeah. It wasn't, yeah.
No, the ones you brought up today, these are good, sustainable restaurants. Kenny Rogers Roasters, they didn't make it, bro.
Jackson's Ice Cream, 1956 it opened. Mai Kai, 1956 it opened. Frankie's Pizza and Arbetters, 1955 and 1959, respectively. Let's see what else here. Lester's Diner, 1967. Joe's Stone Crab, 1913. I didn't know it opened in 1913. I knew it was there a long time. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Stone Crab was 50 cents back then.
It actually was.
Cap's Place, 1928. What else we got here? I'm scrolling through all these. Tropical Acres, 1949.
No Pollo Tropical on that list, I see.
Sloppy Joe's, 1933. Jack's Diner, 1953. Our program director, Len, texted me. He said, Jack's Diner is awesome. I think I've been there. Now that is that place, Jack's Diner, is that near BB&T Center or no?
No, there's a Lester's over
there.
Oh,
no, it's in Hollywood. There's a Lester's by BB&T. That's what I'm thinking of, which is not the original Lester's.
You know what? Over 60 years, somebody texted in, and this is something. Me and my wife fight over me going to this place. Rustic Inn.
Oh, Rustic Inn. I mean, I take relatives to Rustic Inn. They come in. They want some seafood. Mm-hmm. Got to take them for crabs. Rustic Inn, that is the place.
How do you go to lunch at Rustic Inn? Hell, they're open.
Well, that I always am marveling at that, too, with Crowder. I mean, that is a heavy lunch.
Yeah, I get 2 pounds of garlic
crab. Such a heavy lunch, man.
Man, I get all of it, stone crab, everything.
And then Shorty's been there since 1951.
When you go $100 on lunch, though, I feel wrong.
Yeah, I mean, lunch.
I feel bad. Like, I'll eat a...
Like, everybody has a $5 lunch special. You're going to Rustic Inn?
So then that night, I eat a tuna sandwich for dinner just to even it out. I swear, every time I go to Rustic Inn, I just feel so funny leaving.
Even it out. Let's get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Marlins will kick off a 3-game series, Crowder, versus the LA Dodgers at Marlins Park. Friend of the program, Jordan Yamamoto, gets the start tonight for the Fish. And the Miami Dolphins are in Tampa. They held a joint practice session with the Buccaneers ahead of their preseason game this Friday. Dolphins coach Brian Flores says QB Josh Rosen had an okay practice today. He needs to work.
He will not talk that guy up. He refuses to talk that guy up. There's always he refuses to talk him up.
He doesn't praise anybody, though.
That's true.
Because when they ask him about Preston Williams, and the world loved that guy. Oh, he's developing young guy
that
coming
is true.
Into his own.
That is true.
You know who that is?
Bill Belichick.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, it was like Jonas Gray. Oh, you feeling all good about yourself, Jonas Gray? Hit the bricks.
Cut him. Scored 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Hit the bricks.
Cut him on Tuesday.
What else you got there, Solana?
Flores also said Rosen has to work on his body language in order to lead teammates. Okay. College Game Day, it was announced, will be at Magic Kingdom. We'll get to
that. Yeah,
I'll
talk about
more.
That. I'm going to give you a college football update here in a moment.
Right. Antonio Brown took to Twitter and hopes someone will find him a Shut Air Advantage adult large helmet that was manufactured in 2010 or after. And finally,
I always find that interesting. He's going to go to Twitter for help in getting this helmet. Like, go to eBay. Like, go to eBay or send out an internal email to all NFL players. I'm sure there's some sort of thread. Like, I always marvel when people text us, hey, who won the Heat game last night? Bro, if you can text me, you can access Google.
Yes.
Come on, Antonio Brown.
AB, this is a kid venting. Call Shut. What is he talking? Call Shut and say, hey, find me a 2010 helmet. They will
find it
tomorrow.
I've got millions of dollars riding on me finding this helmet. I'm going to go to Twitter and hope that some jackass with 15 different accounts doesn't tweet back and send me on a wild goose chase.
Herbert in his grandma's basement.
Herbert is telling me. Yeah.
Go to Shut, AB. AB, it's really, he's a child. He's acting like a child. I don't know what happened to him. I want to say it's the money, but he already got paid by Pittsburgh. I don't know what's going on with AB.
His feet.
That changed everything, huh?
His feet. What else? Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, back to some serious stuff here, guys. Sorry. And finally, Romans have grown afraid of walking their dogs or taking their kids to playgrounds as urbanized wild boar have invaded the capital.
Shoot them.
What capital?
Rome.
But isn't Rome the capital?
Romans.
You said like the capital as if there was a capital of Rome.
No, Rome is the capital.
I got you. Well, I appreciate the information. Is there any weather, Papa?
Wild boar, huh?
Shoot them.
Over to weather now, brought to you by Hialeah Park. Today's forecast in Miami is partly cloudy. 25% chance you will see rain today in South Florida. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Somebody texts in, I call BS on Hawk. When's the last time you went to Rustic Inn? Why is that hard to believe? Out of all the places, like, I didn't say I was at the nude beach. I was at Rustic Inn.
Why would you not go to
Rustic Inn?
I
don't know. Why would he call BS on that? I've probably been to, I don't know, I've been to Rustic Inn maybe in the last 6 months. I mean, I don't go to Rustic Inn like it's Tucker Duke's. It's generally, you know, a few times a year. But it's not like
a few times a year.
Like, how hard is it to get to Rustic Inn? Why is that hard to believe?
And they fixed that little bridge right there.
That is true.
Now you can get there. It's two lanes. It's three. It used to be one lane. Now it's
got
two
lanes. The sinks right out there, right? Wash your hands.
I just looked up the Roman boar thing. You laughed at me saying, shoot them. They're about to release wolves to eat the boar. So now you're worrying about wolves eating your
kids.
Yeah,
I mean, how does that solve the problem?
Shoot them.
The wolves, too?
Either one of them. If they're in your neighborhood, come on, man.
Do you have anything else there, Solana, or can I move on to the college football update?
Already did weather, so we can move on.
All right, this college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Solana, you're boiling hot because of College Game Day. So College Game Day is going to be at Disney World for the Canes-Gators game, they've announced. So, Canes-Gators game is in Orlando. Where is it? Camping World Stadium, I think?
It's not called Camping World Stadium anymore, but yes, that same stadium.
It's not called Camping World Stadium anymore?
What's the name?
Are you sure? I thought it was.
I just saw something recently that said Camping World Stadium.
I thought it was. Hold on.
I think I saw a text or email from the tickets I got.
It's called Camping World.
I was about to say, bro.
Why would you say it's not called Camping World Stadium?
I could have sworn I saw something that they had changed the name, but I was
wrong. Because you said that, I mean, definitively and matter of fact.
Yeah, no, I could have sworn, but I guess I read incorrectly.
Okay. So they're not going to do College Game Day there. They're going to do College Game Day at the Magic Kingdom, I guess. Now, what is and this is our college football update. What is setting you on high here?
I'm fuming here, guys, because College Game Day, a staple of the NCAA college football experience, when they had it here at Coral Gables, fans can go. The best part of College Game Day is two things. The fans who go create the atmosphere, create posters, the hilarious posters you see all the time. And then at the end, Lee Corso used to put on the mascot's head when he's going to choose who he's going to win. Those are the two best parts of College Game Day. Everybody would agree with that. And because it's going to be at Magic Kingdom, the open of the college football season for Canes fans, even for Gator fans, Crowder, because it's at Magic Kingdom, only people who have a ticket to Magic Kingdom will be able to go to College Game Day. Because it's at Magic Kingdom, there is a rule that you can't take in any noisemakers. No posters, no signs, pretty much everything that makes College Game Day what it is won't be allowed at this College Game Day. And there's not going to be any designated access for ESPN commentators on College Game Day. So basically you won't be able to meet anybody. They're going to be up right when you walk into Magic Kingdom. I'm sure you guys have been right where the train station is when you get off. That's where they're going to be up above everybody. So, I mean, they're pretty much taking away all the excitement, all the joy of College Game Day from the college football fans.
I have to tell you, I agree with Solana on this. I really do. The best part of College Game Day is the signs and the fan interaction. And if it's just going to be Mildred from Dubuque walking through because she's got to get to Space Mountain, you know, like it kind of loses the entire effect of College Game Day. The signs, you know, it's like Kenny Rogers Roasters. It's the wood that makes it good. Yeah. The signs is what makes College Game Day fun, and I'm with Solana on that. I think it's
thank you.
I think it's a bad idea.
But it's only 34 minutes away from the stadium, and the game's not till night.
But why not just have it at the stadium then, so people could actually have signs and be drunk and like honestly, like Magic Kingdom. I mean, someone's gonna walk in, they're eating a Mickey bar. Yeah, they're going to point. They're going to wonder if it's a ride. Hey, who is that? Is that Daffy Duck? No, it's the Oregon head.
Y'all are really upset by this.
Yeah, yeah. That's a bad way to start the college football season. And Miami deserves better.
Y'all, like, game day is that big to y'all?
Oh, game day is great. Yeah.
It's huge.
Game day is a big part of college football.
Can't watch college football on Saturday without
seeing,
waking up.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of people jump around with Sharpie made
stuff. 9 a.m., man.
Kirk.
It's not Kirk.
Kirk.
Is it Kirk? Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit.
Herbie.
I was going to say Kurt. No, you're right. It's Kirk. Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah, the college game day roster, like, that is the best.
Wake up.
And then you're gonna sanitize it for Disney World? No thanks.
Just trying to make a quick buck because it's ESPN.
Yeah, you're trying to make a quick buck.
Now y'all hit it on the head.
Well, that's obviously it. It's I'm guessing the game's going to be on ABC?
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's the tie-in with that.
Go.
But I get it. That's fine, but you're taking an iconic brand, college game day, and you're watering it down for the corporate overlords.
But what if you're there for the weekend, you go that morning to game day? Because like you say, it starts at 9. So you get there at 9, you hang
out
all day.
But you have to get tickets to Magic Kingdom, he just said.
Yeah,
you got to spend $120 to get into Magic Kingdom.
So if you really love game day like that, you go to Magic Kingdom, and then you see who really loves it, who really wants to try to make a sign.
You can't even bring a sign.
And then you got to go in the bathroom with your buddies.
They've got special police there at Magic Kingdom.
You got to sew your shirts together.
They don't mess around at Magic Kingdom. Didn't you get dinged for alcohol there?
Yes. They come out the woodworks.
He did. He got dinged for alcohol at Magic Kingdom because there's people and you don't know that they're employees, but they're watching you.
They caught me twice. I was two strikes.
You know what, Crowder? You're wrong about it just being 30 minutes away. You're wrong. You know why? Because
it's 34 minutes away.
Oh, no,
I haven't pulled up.
It might be 34 minutes on the GPS, but here's the problem. When you go to Magic Kingdom, I'm a Disney expert, guys, just so you know.
You're
I'm going to throw it out there.
Nothing.
It's on my resume. When you go to Magic Kingdom, you park at Magic Kingdom, but you have to either take the ferry. Only the weirdos take the ferry into Magic Kingdom. On the way out, you take the ferry out. You don't want to wait
this
for the line.
This sounds like a separate take.
What is he
but
talking about?
You take the SkyTrain. You have to either take the ferry or the SkyTrain to Magic Kingdom from the parking lot of Magic Kingdom.
How
about
you stop being so cheap and you stay on property?
Have you snuck some liquor in the
Does
studio?
Does it matter if you stay on property? You can't get to Magic Kingdom if you don't take the
SkyTrain
or the ferry. Right, you have to take the monorail.
Are you calling the monorail the SkyTrain?
The SkyTrain.
You're a Disney expert? You're a Disney expert? A self-proclaimed Disney expert?
They're changing the name.
And you just
They're changing the name.
The monorail the SkyTrain?
They're changing the name. How did you not know that?
Are they?
They are.
Because you just told me that Camping World Stadium is not called Camping World Stadium.
Debatable.
No, it's not debatable.
Gotta get your facts up.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.